mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up later, I'm going to talk about this rash of police being killed across the country and what's really behind it. A huge raft of riots going on all over the Middle East and Northern Africa, from Egypt to Yemen. That's over into the Middle East itself. That's all coming up. Obviously, Ventura lawsuit, TSA pat-downs classified as unlawful sexual abuse. We're going to be covering that. Our story, Ventura Strikes Back with lawsuit against TSA, is the top story on Drudge right now. Tip of the hat to DrudgeReport.com. But let's continue with your phone calls, and I'll also get into the State of the Union. We've got two guests coming up. Richard in Quebec, you're on the air.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi, Alex. It's an honor. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I used to work in drug intervention in the city of downtown Montreal in 1990, 91, 92, and I became the stepfather. My stepfather was the godfather of Montreal, so her daughter was my bride to be. It's Gino Venditti, it's Andrea Venditti. Those two people are not known at all from usual people. That's the way it works. The Illuminati always have their best players always hidden. And imagine, you know, like Gino Venditti, the godfather of Montreal, and nobody in Quebec but really the inner circle knows that. It's unbelievable how much
real money and power spends all its time trying to stay hidden.
Yeah, that's it. And what I wanted to say, okay, first, there's one thing. In the street, the omerta, the secrecy law doesn't concern me in Quebec, okay? That's because people know me, people respect me. So if ever I get to be killed, it won't be by the street, let's say, okay? So what I knew also was that one of the Hells Angels, because actually they were Hells Angels, one of the six head of the Hells Angels in 1991 was Bush Sr. And at that time...
Well, Richard, you're going to have to send me an article on this or something if you want to go over it. I appreciate your call. I've actually... Oh, I'm not going to get into it. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Derek in Minnesota. Derek, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem, Alex. What's going on? I thought you were talking to GSP for a second.
I don't know what's GSP.
George St. Pierre. He's a French-Canadian MMA fighter. I thought you might know because you pay attention to mixed martial arts now and then. You had Charlotte Iserbeet, I think, on sometime recently, and
yes.
She wanted to go over the CNP issue, and during that interview, you actually claimed that Joel Skousen agreed with her position on the CNP, and that's completely incorrect, actually. Joel Skousen you had on previously, and Joel said that the group was ineffectual and did nothing but collect fees. And Iserbeet said that they were nothing but dirty and that they're the top of the Republican Party, the dirtiest of the dirty players in power.
Sure. But, I mean, Derek, you know, like you imply, she wanted to talk about it. I had her on specifically for a second interview because at the end of a show, when she was bringing it up and the show ended, so I had her back up for more than 30 minutes to get into it. Then it went off into Ronald Reagan. And I'm going from memory about what Skousen said. He was talking about conservative groups in Washington. I thought he said the CNP, but we'll have him back up and bring that up to him. You know, I do 3-4 hours of radio every day, so I had her on to cover the subject. I mean, is there something wrong with that?
No, not at all. I think it's about time you talked about it. I mean, you've been covering it up for, like, how many years now? People have tried to bring it up to you, and you've claimed that it was a CFR-funded left-wing conspiracy theory, and it was a big distraction.
Well, sir, I'm above left-wing and right-wing, and I do think the Council on Foreign Relations is more powerful than that conservative spinoff group. But, I mean, people invent things to be controversies as drama queens. People are so jealous of this show.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Brad Meltzer, the best-selling author and the producer of the hit TV show Decoded, is scheduled to be joining us for 15 minutes at the bottom of the hour. He's doing a big phone blitz of interviews. We did it through the production company. We'll see if he shows up for the show, because when they've got him doing 20, 30 interviews, they routinely get late. But that's scheduled here in about 23 minutes from now. He should be joining us here on air, because coming up in two nights from now, Thursday night, is the Bohemian Grove special. And I agreed to not get into a lot of it, but I told them, and they agreed, that if I got arrested, obviously I was going to have to talk about it, or people got arrested, I had the proviso that I could talk about it, obviously, before it came out. Well, I didn't get arrested. Two of their hosts did get arrested, and I had to go jump in the river. And I wasn't even inside the Bohemian Grove. I was on the edge of it at the watermark, but I knew they were still going to try to arrest me, and they were. Trump stuff up, so I got out of there. And I'm just going to leave it at that, but we'll see how much of it he wants to get into. But I also want to talk to him about his new book, The Inner Circle, and how he's good buddies with George Herbert Walker Bush. I sort of dread what's going to come out on the show two nights from now, but I always take the field, or most of the time I do. Sometimes I don't do big mainstream interviews anymore, but even though I know a lot of times this stuff could be a setup, I just can't not take the challenge. went out to California, and it was quite an event. But we'll see what ends up airing Thursday night with this coming out. But he didn't announce to the world until about 2 weeks ago that he's good buddies with George Herbert Walker Bush and that he's part of the Inner Circle. And there's a photo of him in USA Today doing this hand sign in front of one of the government buildings that's a temple. It's got the big pyramid behind him. I'm going to ask him about all of that coming up in a friendly way. Coming up, obviously, two big reports out right now. And that's Ventura strikes back with lawsuit against TSA. Top story on Drudge, our article from Infowars.com. And Ventura lawsuit, TSA pat-downs classified as unlawful sexual abuse. And I will be covering that article that I haven't gotten to later. But Meltzer's coming up. And we had a caller earlier wanting me to talk about the CMP. So you want it, you got it. I'm going to bring it up to Phyllis Schlafly when she comes up on the show in the last 30 minutes. And some other issues. I tried to get into it last time, but she got on the show 15 minutes late. And so we only had about 10 minutes with her. But I'm going to bring that up. Because, you know, people say, well, bring this up about Israel, so I do, or bring this up about the Vatican, so I do, or bring this up. And then it's like, when I do bring it up, you're bad. And I'm just like, what? I mean, it's crazy. And that's what some folks do. They go, well, Alex Jones is interviewing Jewish people. He must work for Israel. Or Alex Jones is interviewing Catholics. He must work for them, as if Catholics or Jews are bad. Or as if I'm not allowed to interview people. Or Alex interviewed somebody that was part of the CFR or the CMP. Or Alex Jones had the heir to the Rothschild fortune on. You bet I did. And if other talk show hosts and people that are jealous of this show and the fact that we reach millions of people would learn journalistic skill, they could do that. See, 4 years ago, I saw that David Rothschild, heir to the richest fortune on the planet, had a new children's book out about environmentalism and basically hating yourself and turning everything over to the Rothschild Carbon Trading Company. We called, this is how producers do it for those that don't know, we called the publisher. And we said, when are they going to do a promotions blitz, just like Brad Meltzer's doing right now? And they said, oh, he's doing one on Earth Day, and we can give you 10 minutes. He's doing about 50 interviews that day. And we said, yes, we want to promote his book. Yes. And so they just dial the number, put him on the phone. He's like, who is this? Right before we go live, I go, oh, it's Alex Jones. He goes, wait. Alex Jones, I've heard of you. And then we go live, and then I start blasting him on air. So he stayed on trying to defend himself. I rip him to pieces. I put it in the film Endgame, and that's proof that I'm a Rothschild agent because I was able to get him on the show. Or I work for Pat Buchanan because I, in the early 1990s, it was actually in 92, and then again, a little bit in 96, George Humphrey, who was waking up to the New World Order, city council member, who'd been a liberal, he was supporting Pat Buchanan because he was anti-NAFTA and GATT. And then I had Pat Buchanan on. It's like everything Pat Buchanan ever stood for, you stand with him. It's just mental illness. And it's about making everything about Alex Jones and not about the information I'm covering, exposing the TSA takeover, exposing the martial law preparations, exposing the banking takeover, exposing what's happening all over the world, exposing the move towards anti-gun. You know, that's what this show is about issues. But just incredible, absolutely incredible if you didn't hear that last caller. It's funny, I have Phyllis Schlafly coming on, and I plan to even ask her about that, and that'll just be more proof I'm evil. Because I know how to pick a telephone up and get someone on the show. I mean, this is a real radio show. We're actually on big affiliates all over the country. We call and get guests on. I have a big crew. I mean, it's just lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. I mean, I see these endless lies put out by people that Genesis is owned by some Saudi Arabian. They say Genesis is owned by a porno company because there's a Genesis porno magazine and production house. People say we're owned by ABC because out of all the satellites we've leased that you could call and lease, one of them was ABC for a few years because that's what stations pick us up off of. This is disinformation, and it's put out by people counting, probably government in most cases, counting on people's ignorance, manipulating their ignorance to try to distract from what we're doing. But I should be glad this is going on. It means we're having a huge effect. I should be glad that Nightline's demonizing me. And I should be glad that MSNBC and CNN are demonizing me and saying I'm dangerous and evil, because it means we're doing the right thing. It means we're having an effect. Now, not to be distracted any further, but that is an important lesson for folks. I want to get into some news here for folks right now. First, let's get into the State of the Union. I'll cover this more coming up in the first half of the next hour, but I want to get to it now. Exclusive, President Obama to propose budget freeze and earmarks ban tonight. We'll see if they actually implement that. He's always proposed a lot of things and sung a good song. Let's see if he actually dances to the tune, if he walks the walk of the talk. So we've got that. Also, Obama's speech will target spending and a divided Congress. That's CNN. He's going to basically tell everyone that America's problems, same stuff we saw after the Tucson shooting with his staged pep rally there, all of America's problems aren't the banking cartel, aren't the New World Order. It's us. It's the American people and our rhetoric, and that we're angry at each other. And Lieberman's in the news saying America is being discredited worldwide because of our vitriol. No, people worldwide see Americans standing up against tyranny and the Patriot Act and the TSA and the illegal wars and the warrantless wiretapping and say America may still be good. People are saying no to this Chinese-style police state. But again, they try to put it off on us, the people, and make the debate about how we're causing problems. We're causing shootings. We're causing violence. There's also a story out of Politico. White House says birthers aren't rational. And it goes on to say that Gibbs confirmed that they will be bringing up gun control as part of the State of the Union tonight. So NBC was right last week when they said that that's the word, that victim disarmament and an attack on the Second Amendment, not just an attack on the First. They're saying, sit down, shut up. They're trying to tell the Congress people to sit together now, to not sit divided in their houses. The founders said gridlock was good. They said a separation of powers was good. So you couldn't get a dictator. You couldn't get a Hitler or a Napoleon or something like that because of the separation of powers, that different powerful groups would fight with each other and never be able to consolidate power. They understood human nature. So Gibbs is now saying that. He's also saying birthers aren't rational, and they've piqued everybody's interest with the governor of Hawaii saying, I'm going to release it, and then coming out a month later and saying, actually, I can't find it. Is it true what some have said, that they may produce the original birth certificate soon as some type of coup to boost his approval rating? Will it be real if he releases it? Also, we now know one of the new spin terms that they're going to be issuing at this State of the Union propaganda piece tonight. There's a Republican term that's copyrighted websites used by Republicans in Oregon, and it's win the future. So just another spin on hope and change. Continuing here, Supreme Court justices could be no-shows for Obama's State of the Union, Fox News. Just one day before President Obama's State of the Union, this came out last night, it's still not clear whether Chief Justice John Roberts will attend or, like High Court Justice Samuel Alito, skip the event. And it says that they may do that because of Obama's rebuke of the justices, which was unprecedented at the last State of the Union. So we've got that report as well there. Continuing, looking at the violence around the world, most of it drug-related, when you decriminalize drugs, it takes almost all the money out of it. And so now there's not all these violent wars over the drug money. Your police don't get corrupted like they got corrupted on record during alcohol prohibition in the 10 years of prohibition there. And here's a headline, drug-friendly Netherlands to close 8 prisons. I said 9 earlier. I was going from memory. Not enough crime. The crime has dropped so much because of drug decriminalization, they're having to shut prisons. Meanwhile, the U.S. is the capital of prisons worldwide, even outstripping authoritarian China. Here's Fox News. Authorities fear cops being targeted after at least 11 officers shot dead in 24 hours. And going over these cases in Michigan and many other places, most of them appear to be crime or drug-related. And so it's basically street thug mafia type hits, retaliations on police, the same thing that we see in Mexico going on. And again, we have a new report out of Mexico from CNN. Mexican police gunmen open fire at soccer game, 7 dead. The answer to this happening is for the police to be armed and to protect themselves and to be able to profile real criminals, not be busy out there revenue generating on the general population and keeping the prisons filled with nonviolent offenders instead of keeping thugs like this in jail. These people all had priors from what I was reading. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into Carnegie Endowment, touts green credentials of Genghis Khan for slaughtering 40 million people. Stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. They aren't as empty
as my conscience seems to be.
hard to turn that off, isn't it? The one, the only, the Who. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Won't get fooled again.
No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do.
Coming up later in the next hour, I'm going to get into the economy and Ventura lawsuit. TSA pat-downs classified as unlawful sexual abuse. Coming out and calling a spade, calling a duck, calling this sexual abuse what it is. And I've even heard the state police in Texas, to give them some kudos, that I rarely do. I heard the head of the state police just a few months ago go on and testify that, you know, this is wrong. A sworn police officer, unless it's an emergency, can't stick their hands down your pants, can't grope you. This is illegal. That's wrong. Well, that's exactly what Ventura is saying. So we're going to be breaking that down. But continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we need more prominent people to be heard, to speak up, to stand up. You know, I routinely get calls from, you know, top musicians in the world. I routinely get calls from Hollywood people. And 9 times out of 10, they don't want to go on air. They just want to say, we appreciate your work. We're supporting you. But they're not going that extra mile of lending their celebrity to the issue to give it attention. Ventura is doing that. But he's doing it because his rights are being violated, and he will not fly through this. But I recently got an amazing call that I'm not going to talk about until I have more discussions with him from some a household name. And we'll see if we're able to get them on the show. And then all of their hundreds of millions of fans, and it doesn't get any bigger than this, will then, you know, tune into this truth. I mean, this music group dwarfs a wonderful group like Muse, who we know are fans of the show, and we love the music, and Mr. Bellamy's been on the show, and the only news links he has on his websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and our auxiliary, the Propaganda Matrix, Paul Watson's backup site. But it's just, I know so many names, so many people, and it's not like, oh, look, I know a bunch of famous people. It's, wow, that's just another cross-reference of society, how many people are awake. But it doesn't get any bigger. Doesn't get any bigger. And I just constantly have to deal with this, just huge people. But, again, I don't know if they want to go on the show yet. I'm going to move slow on that. And I know they're probably listening right now, so I want to say hi and appreciate the great music you're sending us. And can't wait to hear it. I can't believe there's going to be a shout-out in the new album to this show. It's just absolutely incredible. People won't believe it. But I guess you've seen all the folks we've had on. You know, Willie Nelson. The list goes on and on. Great people that recognize tyranny. And this is as big as Willie Nelson. And in pop culture, really bigger. All right, I'm not going to give away anymore. Not going to give away anymore. I'm going to leave it right there. But it shows how many people are awake. It's so exciting. Okay, here's some of the other news. Renewed push to give Obama an internet kill switch. And this is out of CBS News. I mean, there they are, just a kill switch. And Lieberman is pushing for open restrictions on free speech, open restrictions on the internet, giving the government total surveillance power and the power to shut off anything they don't want. And we're still investigating it last night, but it looks like we may have had someone hack in yet again to Infowars.com and start erasing and pulling down and editing and butchering Aaron Dyke's article on Ventura. It would have been done at midnight last night. He fought with this all night long to finally get it up this morning. It would go up. People would comment. It'd be pulled down. And we don't think it's our caching systems. I hope it wasn't a hack. We've had admitted many attempted hacks, and we know it's government-affiliated corporations and groups that are doing that. We've got some great hackers that are helping us try to secure things. We've done a better job at that, but we're certainly under attack. But it makes you feel a lot better inside. It gives you a warm feeling to know there are so many great people out there, average folks. It almost made me cry when I was at a fireworks shop on New Year's evening buying some fireworks to go out in the county and shoot them off. And a father, well, this little boy ran up and just had like stars in his eyes, but in a loving way, you know, loving liberty, and said, thank you for what you're doing, Alex. And I shook the dad's hand, and I got in my car and started crying a little bit just because it's just such a responsibility to be able to reach out to so many people, whether they're movie stars or just folks in the street. I just love you all. I love that you love liberty.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Meltzer, best-selling author, New York Times number one best-selling author of a long string of books. His newest one is The Inner Circle, and Brad Meltzer.com is the website, and they've got their Secret Societies episode set to air on Thursday night on the History Channel. And I don't know how much of this we can get into, but I was bringing these points up to him during the break when we just got him on a few minutes ago. We got a lot to talk about. But Brad, tell us about the show. Tell us about why you guys contacted yours truly to be part of your Secret Society episode.
Yeah, listen, at the end of the day, we were going to do this episode we wanted to do on the Ultimate Secret Society. It, you know, better to me than Skull and Bones, better to me than Freemasonry, better to me than, you know, because it exists today. And that is to look at Bohemian Grove. And our job on Decoded every week, you know, History Channel came to me and said, give us your 10 best mysteries, conspiracies, and we'll give you a team to look at them and try and figure them out. And that's what we do every week, Thursday nights, as you know, at 10 o'clock and 9 central. And when we started looking at this one, we said, okay, what's the best modern secret society? And it really is Bohemian Grove. And as we looked around to say, okay, who's the expert on this place? Who knows and who's been inside? Yours truly, you know, you yourself was the name that kept coming up and up and up. And my buddy Noah is actually one of your biggest fans. He lives in Austin, and he loves you. And he basically was like, you know, you got to talk to Alex. Everyone knew it was a list of one. And you were the guy who got inside and took the footage. So, you know, for the people who are listening, you're going to see not only the voice of Alex, you're going to see him running around with our team who goes out there in the field and tries to get back into Bohemian Grove. And it is, I think you know, Alex was one of the had to be at least one of the best adventures you had this year.
Now, you're not, you told me during the break, you're not sure yet what the final cut is even going to be, because that's how it works with the production crew. How much can we talk about with what happened there and History Channel not wanting folks to see my footage inside?
No, you know what happened was, it's not that they actually, they're killing, they would love you for everyone to see it, and they actually, we put the whole episode together and cut it together with your footage in there. You see everything that happens with you. You see it, you know, you guys trying to get in, you see, I don't want to ruin the episode, but I will tell you, you'll see some of the team going to jail. I'll leave it at that, and you know, we'll let people see how it happens. But what happened was, I actually recorded the full version, you know, with the footage, and History wants it to go because it's the best footage. Let's be honest, right? It's incredible. The problem is that the footage was, and I know you know this as well, but the footage, because of California's hidden camera laws, there are legal issues about airing what is what they consider still to be obtained with a hidden camera.
But this is 10 years old. I don't think that law is retroactive.
I couldn't tell you. You know, I actually don't know the law about it, but I know.
Also, this was an event with hundreds of world leaders setting policy secretly. They admit that in the Lakeside chats. So I think the lawyers are wrong, but I know they're erring on the side of caution.
Yeah, they're erring on the side of caution. The good news is I actually, there's no hiding what happened. I actually, to make sure, I was so determined to make sure that the footage be seen, that what I do, and I know this is in the show, is no matter what, if the footage isn't in there, is I actually physically describe everything that's in the footage you gave us. So there's no hiding, you know, what happened or what the, you know, the owl or what he says.
I'm told they did incredible.
I
heard they did incredible storyboards.
Oh, is that what they did? They actually did the storyboards?
That's what I was told, yeah.
Oh, good. I hope so. Because what they did is they were like, I knew that they delayed the episode from running because they were fighting to make sure the footage gets in there. And I kept saying, listen, if you don't have the footage, you lose the best part of the show. Because when people see it, it blows your mind, right? It's like, you go, what is that? And that was my favorite part of is watching that footage. Because you're like, oh, my gosh, is that Walter Cronkite's voice coming out of a giant owl? And I said to them, can you guys do, whether it's animation or some other way around it? So if they did storyboards, that would be even better. I actually will tell you, I 100% recorded, in case everything went to pot, I physically described it on air so that we didn't lose that. And
well,
I
also,
that
we've got the people going to jail. So there's all that new incredible stuff.
Oh, you
stuff.
See everything. Oh, yeah, there's no hiding it. I mean, that's what the best part of the episode, and this I have seen, I've seen the footage, is when you guys try and get inside and what happens as a result. It is on camera, and you see everyone. And the good part is you even see the Bohemian Grove guy who tries to first turn you away. I guess he signed, he amazingly signed the release so that when he sees you the second time, even though you know he doesn't want to be on camera at that moment, he's on camera.
Well, to be clear, the day before I got there, or the day I got there, they went to the front gate. He came up. They videotaped him. He's the head of security. He signed the release. Then the next day, we go up from the river, and then that was a whole other issue, but that's coming up Thursday
evening.
Yeah, you'll
see the whole thing. Yeah, it's good stuff, man. You're gonna. I think people are gonna go like, wow, that, you know, spectacular. You know, and it's not. It's right there, right at the front gate, right on the river. You see everything, and you see him coming out of jail, and you see Buddy. I mean, it's amazing footage, and it's amazing that they caught it all on tape.
Absolutely. Now, I haven't seen the footage. Is my escape jumping in the river on there?
I saw your escape. Your escape is awesome. You move fast for a man of such young age. I was impressed. it was pretty impressive. And, you know, the funniest part of the whole thing is, you know that if they want to get anyone right there, you're the one they want to nab. You're the guy who gets away, which is, you know, just, again, incredible to see it all play out. But I saw everything. In the clip that I saw, you see everything. And I think the only question was, you know, can you, once the laws get broken, how much of it you can show? But you see everything leading up to it. I saw the footage of you actually getting away. I actually don't know.
Well, I must look like a total clown, though, because the canoe company made me wear the, quote, waterproof baggy clothes, and then they weren't waterproof. All the water went down, and so it was all hanging, like 5-6 pounds of water off of me, and I'm just hightailing it. But we've only got about 8 minutes left with you, and Brad, promise me that sometime in the near future I can have you for a full 30 minutes or so so we have more time.
We should talk about it because it's fun, and I want to hear what you think of the episode, so we should definitely talk again.
Absolutely. Now, listen, I told folks that I went out to California, and I said it was Bohemian Grove, but I said I'm not getting into anything that happened. And I said they seem like good folks, and it seems like it's going to be fair. Then you're in USA Today, and we'll put the photo up on screen, saying I'm part of the secret circle, or I mean I'm part of the inner circle, and you're doing this Masonic hand sign in front of a temple, a Masonic temple, which is the National Archives. You've got the big pyramid behind you, and then I'm like, whoa, what have I gotten myself into? So I'd like you to respond to that.
Yeah, no, the best part of that, I mean, A, it was great because my wife said, you were making a Freemason pose, and I'm like, I was? Where? And she goes, on USA Today, dummy. I mean, that is just news to me. I mean, anyone who knows me knows I'm not a Freemason. You know, we take our cameras and went, you know, right into Freemason headquarters, and we filmed everything there. We have no problem showing, asking the hard questions. I had no idea. If I were a Freemason, I guess I would know what I was doing, but I had no idea. They just basically said, make a couple poses, you know, try and look calm. They wanted me to sit down with my legs crossed, and so they wanted me to pose in front of the National Archives. My novel's about the National Archives, so, of course, that's where I was standing. But I love the fact that people think that I'm somehow sending secret messages.
Well, perhaps,
I guess that should be my new goal in life.
Yeah, perhaps USA Today, one of their people was an Illuminist, and they were asking you to do those poses, you're saying?
You know, the camera guy just said, just do something different. And I was like, okay, I'll put my hands together. You know, there's one where I'm sitting down and I'm holding my knees. The truth was is they just liked the picture. I mean, if there is a great conspiracy, these guys are good.
Well, let's expand on that. Then I learned that you've done NPR interviews and others saying that George Herbert Walker Bush was basically the incentive or was involved somehow influencing your new book, The Inner Circle, and that, you know, he's, you know, written you little letters and things. I mean, this is the grand poobah, one of the grand poobahs of Bohemian Grove, and we reportedly has been involved in some of the rituals before. I mean, how did you get to know George Herbert Walker Bush?
You know, I got a letter a couple years ago that said he read my novel, Millionaires, and would he mind signing a copy for me. And you know what? You're the President of the United States. I'll send you a free book. I'll send you a coloring book. I'll send you any kind of book you want, you know. And I was, you know, just being truthful, I never hide my sources. You know, I got a letter from Clinton a couple years back also saying that he liked one of the novels. And when you write novels and you write thrillers, I don't care whatever anyone thinks of them. When the President of the United States says they like your book, that's a cool day. That's a good day.
Well,
of
that's
work.
Like, and Ronald Reagan endorsing Tom Clancy, and he came from nowhere to being, you know, a guy that's made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, but does that mean George Bush influences, you know, the thing? I mean, you know, let's be clear. What happened was, is I was writing a book. I got a call from the Department of Homeland Security a couple years ago, and they asked me to come in and brainstorm different ways that terrorists could attack us. And what happened was, is I guess they had seen in my novels I do this. You know, I reveal a lot of stuff. I show where the secret tunnels are below the White House. I like to go after the truth. I like to find things that are hidden and show them to the public. And I guess they read the novels and said, this guy's research is good. They have me come in, and I was taken by the fact that of all the people they could get, they were taking regular people like myself. And I said, where does that start? And I actually traced it back to, of all people, another president named George Washington. And George Washington, amazingly, had his own personal spy ring. And this spy ring, you know, sent invisible ink messages. They sent secret coded messages to each other.
Ciphers.
Yeah, it was ciphers, exactly.
But he also wrote letters about the Illuminati trying to take over Masonry.
Yeah, he did write about the Illuminati in some of his old letters, and he did, and he actually was a Mason, to be clear. I mean, he was a Freemason, but what was amazing to me is, in this particular case, rather than asking Freemasons, he said, give me regular, ordinary citizens, because in my spy ring, that's who no one will look at, no one will notice them. You know, when you get the military guys, people look for them. And I was so taken by that, I said to George Bush, and I said to my guy in Homeland Security, who I was talking to, I said, for my new novel, wouldn't it be cool if you found out that George Washington's spy ring still existed to this very day? And he said to me, what makes you think it doesn't? I said, what are you talking about? He said, think about it. He says, you know, it's George Washington's spy ring. It was one of the great success stories of the Revolutionary War.
Hey, we know Nixon had spy rings. So
that's
you're
it.
Telling me that you've had presidents tell you, hey, wink, wink, they're still spy rings. I mean, I'm not trying to give you the third degree.
No, it wasn't Bush. It was actually a guy, you know, a guy said to me, you know, saying wink, wink, nod, nod, wouldn't it be a cool plot for the book? But here's the thing is, I actually went to former President Bush and I said, Is it true? You know, could you have? I said to him flat out, sir. I said, would it be for my novel? I'm researching George Washington's firing. Could it still exist today? And I said to him, in the messages, when every president leaves office, they leave a secret note for the president who follows them. So Reagan left one for Bush. Bush left one for Clinton. Clinton left one, on and on. So I say to him, could you send the secret messages in those notes? And I get an email back that comes from Bush, and it says, the president wants you to see this. I don't know what's attached to it. I open up the document, and attached to the document, Bush has sent me the secret letter that he wrote to Bill Clinton. And Alex, my first thought is, oh, my gosh, he sent me a secret code. This is a cipher. So I start checking to see whether there's Freemason codes in it. I start checking to see whether there's Thomas Jefferson's old code in it. I check to see if every third letter of every word spells out, I hate you, Bill. I'm like, what's the story here? And the truth was, I've still tried to crack the thing. If any of your readers, I'll happy to send you the letter if you want to try and crack it. But there's no code in it as far as I can find. It was really just this generous letter saying, I wish you the best of luck. I'm rooting
sure, but I mean, obviously, you're charmed or you've hit the zeitgeist. You've got all these presidents writing you, influencing your book, Bush Sr., Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. And then, in the headline in USA Today, Brad Meltzer is part of the inner circle. Man, I tell you, I can't wait to have you back up for a longer interview. And I'm you were telling me off air that you think I come off looking pretty good, but you haven't seen the final cut. I'm just certainly holding my breath here a little bit. What time does it air coming up Thursday evening Eastern time on History?
It's 10 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock Central time. But, here's the thing, Alex, is if I were, the one guy on the internet who says, man, Brad Meltzer's in with George Bush, if I were in with George Bush, why would I be doing an episode on Bohemian Grove and having you come on?
I was about to say, he may not like that.
That would be the last thing I should write. Isn't that the last thing I should ever do? I mean, I can tell you one thing. Watch my remarks at the end of this episode. And it ain't a love letter to Bohemian Grove. You're going to see. I mean, I can tell you right now what I said at the end of it, because I'll tell you, I'm not ashamed to say it, is I think, on the episode, you'll see that the three people who are in the episode, they're kind of like, I understand Bohemian Grove a little better now. Maybe we're a little hard on them. But I actually come on the end of the episode, and I say flat out, right to the audience, I say, listen, here's the thing I don't like. I'm going to disagree with my team here and for one moment say that, what I don't like about Bohemian Grove is simply the idea that some people get more say than other people. And that's not the American system to me.
Sure.
And that's just not, like, I like the idea, our democracy is built by being transparent and being things can be seen, not in any other way. And that smell, I'm not saying it's definitely happening, but that smell that you feel like some people are getting more say than others rubs me the wrong way.
It's the secret room. And listen, I don't mind being criticized or there being debate. I think that makes a good informative show. So I got thick skin. I'm a tough guy. I'm just seeing, all these major power brokers that you're involved with that are then involved in Bohemian Grove. We're going to find out. And you know what? I believe your perspective. I believe that you believe this is fair and riveting. And I'm honored to be part of the show. We'll find out exactly what happens Thursday, because even you haven't seen the exact final cut. I know networks tweak things to the very end. It's BradMeltzer.com, The Inner Circle is his latest thriller, already a bestseller, and we'll link this interview up at Infowars.com. And Brad, after I've seen the episode, please come on with us in the next few weeks so we can hash it over, but also talk about some of the other episodes. But thanks for including me.
Yeah, no, seriously, tell your guy. I mean, he has my contact info. I've been straight up with him, and set a time, man, because I think you're going to be really pleased.
Okay, well, we'll Friday call your people and try to set something up next week, Brad. Brad, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the time.
I'll speak to you soon, brother.
All right, there goes Brad Meltzer. I mean, again, the crew all seemed nice. He seemed nice, but there was a few little creepy things going on, obviously, and we'll see what happens. But you can see he's a slick, well-spoken guy, and I don't really watch any television, as folks know. I watch kind of boil downs on YouTube or on the web or what my crew brings me. I watch movies on my DVD player, and that's about it, when I jog or when I watch a late night movie with my wife. But I haven't seen all these promos airing, but I was on a radio interview earlier today, and they were bringing up, hey, we see all over TV with this History Channel promo. So maybe we should go to the Decoded site on History and see the trailer, because I've been told there is one. And I'm sure it'll be the newest thing up there playing, the promo. And let's try to get a little bird's eye view or a snapshot idea. And we'll air it coming up the next hour if we're able to find it. of what's coming up Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. But, you know, I told him no on the Statue of Liberty episode. I said, no. I knew they had Mark Dice involved, who I like, but I just said, no, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing it. And then they called me and said, please go to Bohemian Grove. And I said, when is the date? And they said, here's the date. And it was like 3 days before, 2 days before I was scheduled and had agreed to speak in Santa Cruz. I tentatively agree. We were looking at that date, and I said, boom, that's it. I will travel for that. I love doing multiple things, you know, on the same trip. And it was a circus, and I was not going to jail. I had to get back down the coast 100 miles or 90 miles to Santa Cruz to speak to two sold-out houses of 800 people per night. And they ended up cramming another 100 in, so it was really about 900 each night or 1,800 in the two speeches I gave a Saturday and Sunday evening. And so, boom, I got out of there. But they did not get out of there, and they went to jail. But I didn't trespass. I only went up to the water line. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with a bunch of other news, your calls, and we got another guest coming up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Republicans and Democrats alike are now fighting the erection of a fence along the Mexican border so they can prepare for the North American Union to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one economic bloc? Just like the European Union, we'll lose our national sovereignty, our Bill of Rights, and Constitution. These ultra-rich men rule the world in secret right now, but will openly rule it very soon. Is this what Americans want? Then we need to repent before our God. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold-temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You think a mortal man and put him in control.
Okay, for one segment in the next hour, from 8 after to 20 after, we've got Joel Seehusen, president and CEO of Liberty Guard, of course, works with Bob Barr. Bob Barr investigates TSA standout on National Opt-Out Day. This is a guest they just set up because today is the last day for the TSA to respond to the FOIA request that then becomes an order dealing with their spying reportedly on myself, Matt Drudge, and others, and the naked body images that they reportedly got. I want to go to some calls in this segment and the next, and I've got other news coming up. We do have Phyllis Schlafly on. But obviously, the intensified resistance to TSA is mounting, and that's exciting. I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. That's one word, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower bath filters. All the filters are made in the USA. No, that's evil, but they are. I'm sorry. Check out their banners on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Also, I want to tell you about Interfood, a wonderful green food, 20 superfoods that are not homogenized. They're not heated up. They're not that damages a lot of the nutrients. Instead of a vitamin, sometimes, you know, a lot of it passes through you. With these mixes, you absorb a lot more of it. And we live in this toxic environment. It's so important. And they have, of course, the green food, the inner food. They've got healthy coffee infused with rainforest polysaccharides. They've got a whole bunch of great products. Amazing folks at innerfood.com. My wife takes it. Rob Jacobson takes it. They all love it. I take it when I remember to and act like a good boy. Innerfood.com, E-N-E-R, food.com, or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, innerfood.com. And don't forget, this is the last week to get 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, and all of your purchases and support of the sponsors and our websites makes what we do here possible. Darius in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
I just wanted to let you know, I saw on C-SPAN, there was a gentleman named John Lott who has a book out called More Guns, Less Crime.
Yep, we've interviewed him. We put a special one-hour video out on PrisonPlanet.tv 2 weeks ago on it. Amazing info. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was great. And the interesting thing about him is he's just a numbers cruncher. He's not even really a Second Amendment advocate or anything like that.
Yeah, he's a statistics professor.
Right. That's a great, I mean, you know, unbiased opinion. Also, I just wanted to say Five Star Soap's a great great product, and Ron Paul 2012.
Absolutely. Draft Ron Paul 2012, and that means just getting the hype going at the grassroots so people understand, hey, he was right about the Federal Reserve. He was right about currency devaluation. Let's get behind him. Sally in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I've talked to you before in July or August of 09, I sent you an email with some information regarding closed military bases and what I thought basically they were going to be doing with them, and I've been doing a lot more research.
And it's
on
all
them.
Confirmed in the Emergency Centers Act.
Well, what I find is that every single closed base links to a company called globalsecurity.org. And globalsecurity.org, if you type in any closed base, it comes up globalsecurity.org. And basically, they have taken over the bases and everything about them. And they have web pages of every single closed base, and specifically certain bases that have some kind of significant stuff going on, like the one they closed in Jacksonville. The street across the street is called New World Avenue.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll be right back. I want to hear more from you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.